The US Open qualifiers are over and the draw is complete. Will anyone stop Djokovic from the calendar Grand Slam? You're listening to Setpoint. Day zero of the US Open, predictions day. Let's launch right in with a preview of Novak Djokovic's quarter. Top seeds in his quarter are Matteo Berrettini, Hubert Hurkacz, Alex de Minaur, Lorenzo Sonego, Aslan Karatsev, David Goffin, and Fabio Fognini. It's almost a foregone conclusion that Djokovic will reach the quarterfinals with little drama, but his path there is quite interesting. In round one, he faces 18-year-old red-hot next-gen player from the Challenger Tour, Holger Rune, and then Jan-Lennard Struff or Talon Grigsbor in round two. Things get interesting in round three. Djokovic will face either old rival Kei Nishikori or an in-form Mackenzie McDonald, both of whom are competent hardcore players. In round 4, he will likely meet Aslan Karatsev, who has a win over Djokovic earlier this year in Belgrade, or another American favorite and young talent, Jenson Brooksby. His opponent in the quarterfinal is not, in my opinion, Matteo Berrettini, but Miami champion Hubert Hurkacz. Hurkacz has a much tougher path to the quarterfinal than Djokovic. He faces Igor Gerasimov in round 1, followed by the dangerous hardcourter Marton Fucsovics in what will likely prove to be a tough round 2 match. In round 3, he faces Lorenzo Sonego before taking on Wimbledon finalist Matteo Berrettini in round 4. The hardcourt is Berrettini's worst surface. Tennis Abstract lists his hardcourt ELO rating as 1730.5. In contrast, Hurkacz loves the hardcourts, boasting a far higher hardcourt rating of 1813.3. Hurkacz beat Berrettini on their last hardcourt meeting in 2019 Miami and took a set off of Berrettini on Berrettini's favourite surface at this year's Wimbledon. No doubt this will be one of the most interesting round 4 matches in the men's draw. As good as Hurkacz is right now, I don't think he is currently good enough to challenge Djokovic. Djokovic should sail through this into the semi-final right here. Moving on to Alexander Zverev's quarter, top seeds here are Denis Shapovalov, Pablo Carreño Busta, Jannik Sinner, Gael Monfils, Riley Opelka, Karen Khachanov, and Alexander Bublik. I acknowledge the allegations and controversies of domestic abuse against Alexander Zverev. Speaking purely about his tennis, however, there's no question that Zverev is riding incredibly high in confidence after his gold medal win in Tokyo only weeks ago. His path to the quarterfinal begins with big serving home soiler Sam Querrey before facing either Albert Ramos Vinolas or former top 10 player Luca Puy in round 2. In round 3, he will most likely face Alexander Bublik, possibly Yoshihito Nishioka or even Jack Sock, but probably Bublik. In round 4, it's a class of next-geners with Jannik Sinner, but watch out for his round 3 match with Monfils. The other quarterfinalist will be a slight surprise in my opinion. He is Tokyo's silver medalist Karen Khachanov rather than Denis Shapovalov or Pablo Carreño Busta. Khachanov begins his US Open quest with Lloyd Harris in round 1, followed by Pablo Cuevas in round 2, and then an exciting meeting with Denis Shapovalov in round 3. Shapovalov has won both of their last encounters, most recently in 5 sets at Wimbledon this year. This time, both players have highly competitive UTRs. Khachanov at 15.54, trending to 0.56. Shapovalov at 15.57, but trending down to 15.51. The big difference comes in the Tennis Abstract's hardcourt ratings, where Khachanov's 1822 is more than 70 points higher than Shapovalov's 1751.5. Shapovalov had recent losses to players far lower ranked than him, such as Francis Tiafoe, Benoit Paire, and even 202nd ranked Vit Koprova. This is Khachanov's chance to put himself on the head-to-head scoreboard. However, the draw gives him no chill as he likely faces Pablo Carreño Busta in round 4 or possibly Riley Opelka or Sebastian Korda. These are all quality players. Carreño Busta and Khachanov's head-to-head stands at 3-all, but on hard courts, Khachanov leads 4-1, having not lost to Carreño Busta on a hard court since his victory in Canada Masters in 2017. Carreño Busta does have a higher UTR, 15.62 versus 15.54 for Khachanov. And Tennis Abstract hardcore rating is also higher for Carreño Busta, 1879.7 versus 1822.0, but these figures are quite close. With the hardcore head-to-head record, I think Khachanov will triumph over Carreño Busta. However, Zverev is the third best hardcourter in the world right now behind Djokovic and Medvedev, according to Tennis Abstract. Zverev should come through the quarter and meet Djokovic in the semifinal. We're up to Stefanos Tsitsipas' quarter. Top seeds here are Andre Rublev, Felix Auger-Aliassime, Roberto Bautista Agut, Christian Garin, Hugo Humbert, Cameron Norrie, and Filip Krajinovic. This is a highly competitive quarter. Tsitsipas' path to the quarterfinal kicks off with a killer round one match with Andy Murray. This is quite a tough start for Tsitsipas, but an even tougher start for Murray. Tsitsipas should come through with no issues. He will then face either Pierre-Hugues Herbert or Adrian Mannarino in round two, followed by a meeting with career best form Cameron Norrie in round three before taking on recent opponent Hugo Humbert in round four. A rather difficult draw, but one that he should come through in reasonable fashion. His quarterfinal opponent is likely Andre Rublev, but his path starts off rough with a round one meeting with big serving qualifier Ivo Karlovic. It's no secret that Rublev has a losing record against many big servers, but should come through in round one just fine. In round two, he plays James Duckworth or Pedro Martinez, followed by Filip Krajinovic or Francis Tiafoe in round three. Round 4 will see him face Felix Auger-Aliassime or Roberto Bautista Agut. Two dark horses here are Emil Roussevori, who is an underrated hardcourt player, and the highly unpredictable talent Nick Kyrgios. Keep your eyes peeled on here. Tsitsipas and Rublev's head-to-head is 4-3 in favor of Tsitsipas. Their hardcourt head-to-head is 2-0 with those recent hard map in Rotterdam, which Rublev won. However, a quick look at their UTR shows that Tsitsipas is the statistically better player right now with a 16.06 rating compared to 15.69. Rublev has the marginally better Tennis Abstract hardcourt rating, 1968.0 versus 1940.9. But for all intents and purposes, I'm going to say that they have pretty much the same hardcourt ratings. Tsitsipas should beat his other Russian rival here and move on to the semi-final. This is the second favorite here in New York. We're on to Daniil Medvedev's quarter. Top seeds here are Casper Ruud, Diego Schwartzman, Grigor Dimitrov, John Isner, Dan Evans, Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, and Marin Cilic. Medvedev's path to the quarterfinal begins with a round one meetup with veteran Richard Gasquet, followed by Dominic Kupfer in round two, and then likely Marin Cilic in round three. A dark horse here might be a 37-year-old Philipp Kohlschreiber, who will meet Cilic in round one. Stay tuned there. Medvedev will then either meet Grigor Dimitrov or Dan Evans in round four before moving on to the quarterfinal. The other quarterfinalist here is, in my opinion, Casper Ruud. His path starts off against Joe Wawrzyńska in round one, followed by an interesting matchup with next-geners with Boltic van der Zandschulp in round two. In round three, he will face Alejandro Davidovich Fokina and then John Isner or possibly Diego Schwartzman in round four. I like Ruud, but he's clearly outmatched by Medvedev on the hard court. Medvedev has Tennis Abstract's highest hard court rating at a truly terrifying 2063.7, more than 300 points above Ruud's 1715.9. Medvedev's UTR is 15.94, far above Ruud's 15.59. Medvedev is the straight sets victor in both of their previous head-to-head meetups, most recently in Mallorca earlier this year. Medvedev should meet his rival Tsitsipas in the semi-final. We're up to the home stretch here in the semi-final stages. Novak Djokovic to take on Alexander Zverev and Stefanos Tsitsipas to take on Daniil Medvedev. Djokovic leads his head-to-head against Zverev 6-3 and leads 5-2 on hard courts. Djokovic has the absolutely enormous UTR of 16.19 compared to Zverev's 15.98. Djokovic also holds the second highest hardcourt rating on Tennis Abstract at 2026.9, which is ever so slightly higher than Zverev's 2018.4. This should be a competitive match, but Djokovic is statistically better in every way and should move on to the final here. Medvedev leads his head-to-head against Tsitsipas 6-2, with Tsitsipas' only victory over Medvedev on a hard court in London ATP Finals 2019. Tsitsipas has the lowest Tennis Abstract's hard court rating among the semi-finalists at a respectable 1940.9, but is lower than Medvedev's 2063.7. Tsitsipas is the more informed player in general, with a UTR of 16.06 compared to Medvedev's 15.94. However, Medvedev's hardcourt record against Tsitsipas is good evidence that he will come through his Greek rival this time. And the US Open final matchup is between the two favorites, Novak Djokovic and Daniil Medvedev. These two have played each other 8 times, with Djokovic leading the head-to-head 5-3. Djokovic notably won their last hardcourt head-to-head in the Australian Open final this year. These two have the highest tennis abstract hardcourt ratings, but Djokovic is the more informed player with 16.19 UTR versus Medvedev's 15.94. None of the stats suggest that Medvedev has the advantage here. Djokovic to win the US Open and win the career Grand Slam, continuing his legendary dominance of the men's tour even at 34 years old. If you've enjoyed this installment of Set Point, please consider supporting me at my support platform, Buy Me a Coffee. Head on over to buymeacoffee.com/setpoint. All sound effects are from the zootennis.com YouTube channel. My name is Amos. You've been listening to Set Point. See you tomorrow.